Business partners Catherine Anderson and Yasu Saito are survivors. Their restaurant, the London Plain, is still open, but Catherine says all you have to do is look around to see that others haven't been as lucky.
Down there, Pacifica is closed at the corner there, Zocalo's closed, Cherry Street is closed. I mean, we can go on and on.
The London Plain sits on the ground floor of a high-ceilinged 1920s brick building just off Occidental Park in historic Pioneer Square. Large windows face the plaza. At this point, it's late May, more than a year into the pandemic. They tell me initially when everything shut down, they made and delivered meals to healthcare workers. Then, when it became clear in-person dining wouldn't be returning anytime soon,
we pivoted, a word we're all sick of, to being a grocery and a takeout.
Now, Catherine and Yasu have shifted back to full-service dining at outdoor tables. Still, it's a far cry from how things used to be.
With people coming in for a cup of coffee and a croissant and their laptop to sit at the bar for an hour.
Business meeting with a friend or...
Yeah.
A lot of those customers disappeared when nearby offices pivoted to working from home. Catherine says they've only really been able to stay afloat because they received a federal Paycheck Protection Program loan. The business partners say they're exhausted. But when I ask them what drew them here...
I often see cargo ships when I walk in, you know, just by looking down our block. You can hear the seagulls. You can
smell the sea air.
Yeah, you can smell the sea air.
They say their frustration in trying to keep something they love going isn't just with the economic challenges, but with what they see as the city's lack of response to another result of the pandemic, an overwhelming number of people on the streets who are experiencing homelessness and mental illness.
We've all gotten used to it in a way, like the mountains of trash, the tents. My question is just, what's the plan? And what I hear from city council is, you know, we don't want to trample on people's rights. That also seems like a non-solution.
Yeah,
isn't there
a solution that involves not trampling on people's rights and taking care of people?
And taking care of the city.
Catherine says it's small business owners like she and Yasu who are on the front lines of the crisis.
There was a man who was naked every day, practically, just right, not directly in front, but right across the crosswalk from us. The other day I came, two men were having coffee outside. They were being verbally assaulted by a woman in distress. So I went up to the woman and she just became more aggressive. And it sort of spiraled from there. So it's really tough.
Yasu says when a situation escalates, they do call for help, but don't always get a timely response. And police, who are understaffed, often won't come unless a weapon's involved.
The onus is almost always on the small business owner and the ground floor tenant to deal with these issues when it's a much bigger problem than any one of us can handle.
I feel like what I hear is the city doesn't seem to care about us.
That's how it feels on the ground.
Up on the 56th floor of Seattle's Municipal Tower are the offices of the city's Director of Economic Development. Here, Pamela Banks has a breathtaking view of the Sound, the ferries, the mountains. She says she's sympathetic to the concerns of small business and what they often have to deal with at their storefronts, from tents to trash to drug dealing.
I'm hearing the stories of the small business owners saying the feces and the vomit, that's real to them. So we got to address that. That is real. But on the level that it's happening across the country or violent crimes, we're damn lucky.
Bank says there are plans to offer low-interest loans to black and brown businesses. She rattles off the ways the city plans to spend the millions of dollars it's set aside.
We're going to do stuff like at the aquarium and on the waterfront and come support our local market. And Pioneer Square is going to do some really cool stuff.
Recently, Mayor Jenny Durkan was at the Pike Place Market, which seemed as busy as pre-pandemic times. And I posed to her the concerns of business partners Catherine and Yasu.
So the question is, what can you say to the small businesses that had to close and leave for good, or those that felt during the pandemic they'd been abandoned? And I will say this is, it was an extraordinarily hard time. But the pandemic was bigger than any of us.
The pandemic was bigger than any of us. It's a sunny weekday lunch hour in Westlake Park, not far from the flagship Nordstrom store. Musician Curtis Seals is playing under an awning. The paid gig is part of the City and Downtown Seattle Association's work to reactivate public spaces like this one. There are maybe a dozen people sitting at cafe and picnic tables. Seals says it's nice to be back here, although the sparseness of the crowd is a little unnerving.
It's crazy. And this place used to be popping. Popping. Just life, you know, just some of everything happening. And it's going to be a slow comeback for sure.
Numbers show that foot traffic is down dramatically, according to John Scholes, who's head of the Downtown Seattle Association. He tracks that along with hotel occupancy rates and business openings and closures. The Downtown Association has kicked in $3 million to supplement what the city is spending. Still, in terms of recovery, Scholes is concerned it will be hurt by a tarnished image of Seattle.
After the president's inauguration, we had a dozen plus folks that came downtown and broke the original Starbucks windows. There was an assault. There was some other damage. And that led the Today Show the next morning nationally. It's not a good look for Seattle.
In the last few weeks, as the state and city got set to reopen, the city made a visible effort to take more action on things like street encampments. Seattle has bought up hotels and an apartment building and recently moved an entire block of people in tents into rooms. Whatever the recovery ultimately looks like, everyone agrees small business needs to be an integral part of that.
Are you guys ready for food, or did you want to wait for food?
Might just need a few more minutes.
When I asked London Plain business partners Catherine Anderson and Yasu Saito about the city's plans for recovery, they say they'll wait and see.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
They hope it goes beyond a photo op. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.